Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Hey, at Consultant Connect, we really want to spend time and recognize greatness within the economic development industry. So if you know somebody that you think would be a great candidate as one of our top 50 economic developers, please go to our website and nominate that person. Or if you want to brag about yourself, feel free to nominate yourself. You can visit www.consultantconnect.org/top50 and fill out the nomination form. So please go ahead and do that. We'd love to hear about some great people in your industry.
Welcome to today's episode of the America's Jobs Team. I'm Carla Sounds, and I am really excited about today's interview with Alex Phillips. Alex is the Economic Development Manager at the City of Burleson, which is in Texas. And I'm really excited about today's interview. I'm going to let Alex tell you a little bit more about himself, but he's a really awesome individual. He is working hard to develop the city of Burleson and himself as a leader. And I'm just excited to hear his leadership insights for the listening audience to get a little bit of the inside baseball into what makes Alex so enthusiastic and so excited about the work that he's doing in economic development. So let's listen along and join in with Alex and I's conversation about leadership and all things the city of Burleson. Alex, I'd like to welcome you to America's Jobs Team. This is a podcast powered by Consultant Connect, and I'm Carla Sounds, and I'm so excited to have you as our guest for this week. How are you doing today?
Doing well. I'm honored to be here and to be included in this podcast. I've listened to some of the earlier episodes, and I'm fascinated by the information that's getting passed on with our colleagues that are in the same industry.
So, Alex, before we dive into some of the questions that we've been asking on the podcast, I just want to give you a quick chance to tell the listening audience a little bit about your story and how you landed in the role that you're in down in Burleson.
I guess I've taken the long path to get to economic development, but I think the longer path has given me the ability to see the bigger picture a little bit easier. So I got hired on to the city of Burleson almost 11 years ago in public works as the water wastewater inventory clerk, and started looking at ways to move up the organization just like anybody else would do, move to engineering as their coordinator and working with different road projects and infrastructure, and then found out about economic development a little bit about over 6 years ago, and then moved over to economic development coordinator and just fell in love with what economic development is and being able to make an impact in the community that I grew up in. I couldn't think of a better position for me to be in.
That's awesome. And we often hear that everyone takes the long road so to get to economic development. So I don't think you're alone in that. Were you born and raised in Burleson?
So I was born in McKinney, Texas, but then moved to Burleson when I was six. And so I've been here for 35 years now.
Okay. So it is like your hometown.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with doing work where your entire family and all of your roots are. So hats off to you for taking on that challenge each day.
I enjoy it thoroughly. There is a challenge because everywhere you go, you're going to be asked the question, what's coming to town or what's happening here or there, or whatever. But I thoroughly enjoy it. My wife may not enjoy it when we go out to eat as much, but we're getting used to it.
Awesome. So one of the questions that I wanted to start off with today with you, Alex, is related to leadership. And we're living in a time where it is wild. Things are moving at a really fast pace. And there's just a lot of things happening both politically and within businesses and just socially. And if you had to name one of the biggest challenges that you feel like leaders are facing, what would that biggest challenge be for you?
I think, you know, you kind of mentioned it, you know, there's so much going on and there's so much things that are so many things that are moving so rapidly in our society nowadays that I think it comes down to the balancing act that we all face in our lives from just the essence of time is something that we all want more of. And it seems like we're always chasing it to find, you know, where's an extra minute here, an extra 5 minutes there, where's it hiding? I think the challenge is balancing it. And sometimes that affects the balancing of home life and your personal life and work life, because, You know, we all spend more time at work than we do with our families during the week. So to me, I think the biggest challenge is balancing that act between your work and how much demand it has on you, and also your home life as well. I mean, in a leadership role, that leadership role doesn't end when you go home, especially being in a community that I grew up in. I'm always interfacing with the public. Balancing that between home and business is a struggle at sometimes.
Yeah, that's the realness of being in leadership, is that you can't always just turn it off, and that it feels like we're living in a time where we're reading productivity books to be more productive. We're downloading apps to be more productive. Yeah. We're spending a lot of time trying to be more productive.
Yeah,
it's just a really interesting time. What is one of the characteristics that you feel like every great leader should possess? Who's an example for you, and what do they bring to the table that is just kind of embodies great leadership for you?
To me, it's enthusiasm. To me, this sends shockwaves through an organization. When your boss is fired up and is leading with positivity, it's infectious, and it makes everyone start to smile a little bit more and be more open-minded about, you know, new ideas or new approaches. You know, even when we face difficult situations, there's always a bright side. It may be small, but there's always one there hiding. My greatest example of this is my father. He was a lifetime self-employed mechanic, but he approached each day with enthusiasm. It was amazing to see how he looked at each job or customer as an opportunity to make an impression. And I feel as a leader and leaders, if they have that type of enthusiasm, it's easy for everybody else to kind of buy into just being more open-minded. I'm not saying they fall in line with what you're trying to get everybody to buy in, but there's, you know, there will be a discussion and talking about it, and the engagement of new ideas and new approaches.
I love that. We don't hear that as one of the characteristics very often, enthusiasm, but that is a great word and a great leadership trait. And Alex, I just have to say it, for the years that I've known you, I think you really embody that. So kudos to you, because every time I'm around you, I'm charged up and ready to go do whatever we're going to do. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, society is so quick to point out, you know, what's wrong with everything, but there's not enough people in the world that point out, you know, what's right with everything, and appreciating the things around you and the team members around you and their ideas and their approaches. And I think when you're able to do that, you get a lot more out of people, a lot more productivity, and a lot more engagement, which makes you a better organization from top to bottom.
Yeah, it does bring about it a sense of camaraderie, which is, you know, so important. It's every deal or every project, it's different, and there's different nuances, and you're living in a gray area a lot. It's not just black and white. So it is that camaraderie and that kind of enthusiasm and focus on the end goal is so crucial. I'm going to ask you a question kind of on the flip side now. You know, we see a lot of leaders that just have moments that really derail their career. And it can be a specific moment. It can be a characteristic that's derailing. But for you, what is one behavior or one trait that you've seen leaders possess that has caused them to really derail their career? And how do you personally kind of guard against that for yourself?
You know, this is a question that I struggled with a lot, because I've seen a lot of different traits that leaders get derailed by. But I think to me, it boils down to, you know, pride. And I've heard that on one of the earlier podcasts through Consulting Connect. But to me, the pride characteristic of being able to, you know, every leader is a part of a team, and it plays back into the enthusiasm that I mentioned. But if you fall into that trait of, you start forgetting it's team, and you start saying I a lot, and your pride starts getting in the way of the team's performance, I think that's where you lose people in engagement. You lose people being able to discuss different opportunities that the organization may have, because they're not getting appreciated for what they're doing because your pride gets in the way. To me, that's the biggest trait that I see derail leaders over and over again, because everybody loves the glory and being appreciated of a groundbreaking or a ribbon cutting, but there's so many people that make those happen that get forgotten, even to the public worker that, you know, is sweeping the street during a site visit or making sure the street signs are up for parking and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it takes a village to get a company to choose your community. It's just not one person. And to make sure that the whole team is included in the wins and in the losses, and we all learn from it and move on down the road. But to me, pride is the one thing that will derail somebody quicker than anything.
So you've had some 11 years of experience kind of moving in the city of government there in Burleson, and your leadership career is still relatively young. I mean, you have a lot of years left. What advice would you give to somebody who is just starting out and somebody maybe on your team that's just kind of starting out, joining your team? What leadership advice would you give somebody for early on in their career?
You're right with that, Carla. I'm early on in my leadership role, and I'm looking forward to the years to come. But in the years that I've been in this role so far, it's being open-minded, being humble, and also being ready to knock down a door when you have to. Being open-minded will show your team that you're always open to new ideas or processes. Some of the best ideas or changes come from your lower level employees in the organization. Being humble shows everyone around you that it's much more than the organization that it's about, and it's about what we're doing as a team. When you do this, you can feel the whole organization take a deeper pride in what they are doing every day to impact the community. You know, and every team will find themselves up against a wall or backed into a corner at different times, but to see a leader be able to stand up for them, the team, and not fade into the shadows is a big point of advice that I would give somebody. Sometimes you get into those difficult situations. You as a leader, no one likes facing difficult situations, but you as a leader, you have to step up for your team and be that leader that they look up to.
Exactly. I'm going to ask you another question, and I really am looking forward to hearing your answer, because I know in the times that I've talked to you, I know you take your profession, and especially the city of Burleson, you're so passionate. And you take that work so seriously. And in doing that, you're always trying to grow your own leadership, which I personally really admire, because I think sometimes people can get caught up in growing the organization and not take time out to say, how can I be a better leader, which in turn will grow the organization and for you, the city of Burleson. But what are you doing now to just ensure that you're continuing to invest in you, in Alex?
So it was almost 2 years ago that I went to the first economics conference that Consultant Connect put on. And it was the first time that I'd ever been at a conference that had a professional development aspect to it. And that really, you know, hit me square between the eyes of, I need to do more for myself, which in turn does more for my community in terms of professional development. So what we've done here in Burleson is, and what I've done personally, is I've started kind of a leadership book club, small group with community leaders that I feel like are up and coming leaders within our community. And plus those people that have come before me, but those group of individuals in my network help me stay accountable to my goals and ambitions that we share within the group. The group pushes me outside of my comfort zone every time we meet on a monthly basis. But then I also attend a couple conferences a year that push my mind to see things from different angles, to sharpen my own tools that maybe I can bring back to our community to make the upcoming leaders in our community become some people in our community that everybody looks up to. So I think those are things that I do within my own career path to help myself, but also pass that on to some people in our community that are in that early stages of leading an organization in our community as well.
Out of curiosity, which economics was that? What city were we in?
We were in New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. That was a fun one. That was definitely a fun one. I'm glad you came.
Yes.
Okay. So switching gears completely, I'm going to throw a question at you that it's just been kind of resonating with us recently. We've had some internal dialogues. So we're going to open it up to the listening audience. But the question is, what does it mean for you to be an American?
You know, to me, it's the freedom. We all have the freedom to choose our own path in life, and it gives us ability to make an impact on our region and our community. To me, having that flexibility within our country and our region and even in my own community gives us the ability to look outside the box, you know, to different ways to solve problems or different opportunities. So to me, it's just the freedom to choose. But on the flip side of that, you know, you can't choose the consequences either. So if you go down a wrong path, I mean, the consequences are there for a reason. So, but I think it's the freedom to choose is what it means to be an American.
I love that. So we're kind of getting near the end of the podcast, but I want to close with a question for you about your career. And I know we mentioned earlier that you've got lots and lots more years and lots of work left to do in the city of Burleson too. But what so far that you've done? You know, you've been there for 11 years and you've worked really hard. What has made you the most proud so far?
So far in my career, I think the best thing that I've been a part of and maybe leading a portion of is bringing together our community from our industry, our technical schools, our high schools, not just within Burleson, but within the county of 10 different school districts, put together a workforce development program that benefits our industry that is in need of talent in our community. Through a scholarship program, we started it last year with our first year and was able to award 5 scholarships to individuals that range from 18 years old up to a 43-year-old that was ready to get back in the workforce, but wanted to get into a different field. So we helped pay for some of the training for him to go to work right here in our community, down the street from his house. In doing that and giving our people in our community or close by the opportunity to work for a company right here in town gives the company a sense of a longer tenured employee. I mean, studies have found that if you're not sitting in traffic, you may be a little bit happier. The other thing, you're able to spend more time at home with your family. And when you do that, you're just a better overall person within that organization. You're not bringing home to work and you're not taking work to home. The byproduct of that is you're spending more money in town and increasing tax revenue with the restaurants in different places because you're not traveling to and from outside of our community to go to work. So to me, being able to have a bigger impact with our industry, along with impacting our community as well, has been the biggest win for us in a while.
Well, congratulations on that and for all the work that you've done in the city of Burleson. And I just have to say on behalf of Consult & Connect, we've really enjoyed in the past couple of years that we've gotten a chance to know you and really deepen that relationship with you and several different leadership programs that we have. Just really are excited about what's to come for you. I think you're really intentional about your leadership. Your passion is definitely apparent. You love the city that you live in. And I think that if we're thinking about rising stars in economic development, you'd be at the top of our list. So kudos to you and congratulations for all the work that you've done.
Well, I appreciate that, especially with the work that you guys do to give us the tools to plug into. It takes effort on our part, but having the tools out there for us to plug into to make us better leaders for not just our own organization, but for the communities that we serve is by far the most beneficial part of my position here at the City of Burleson.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day, Alex. And I hope that we get the chance to catch up with you again soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for sticking it out with this. You know, we don't normally do kind of these commercial things at the end because it's about you, not about us. But one of the things that we've put together is a book for the Lenten season called 40 Days of Community. And you don't have to be faith-driven leader to enjoy this. But in a lot of traditions during Lent, they give something up. Well, as you can tell, when you look at pictures of me, of my weight, and the other things in my life, I am terrible at giving things up. And frankly, it doesn't give me joy. It gives me energy. So what I want to do is use 40 days of praise and 40 days of changing the world. So we created a ebook called The 40 Days of Community. It's absolutely free. It takes you through 40 days of Lent and the things you can do, you know, like adopt a puppy. If you can't afford to go adopt a puppy, then write a check to your local shelter for a week's worth of food for a puppy in there. But it's the things we can do in our lives that are easy that some days we forget about. You know, buy the person in Starbucks behind you, you know, their coffee. Or one of my things growing up with a single mom is, you know, when I see single mom with kids in a restaurant, I try to buy their meal for them just because I wish somebody had done that for my mom when we were in that time in our life in that season. So this book is about those things. It's getting incredible reviews coming in. We want you to have this. It's no cost. You can go to ronkitchens.com and there's a link right there. You put in your email. We send you the book. We're not going to harass you about anything else. There's no fees. There's no handling charges. This is about you and helping you thrive for those 40 days. Good luck. God bless. We'll see you next week.
What an awesome interview with our good friend, Alex Phillips. Next week, I'm going to talk with Jeff Pappas. You're not going to want to miss this. He is the Executive Vice President of Site Selection and Brokerage at ESRP. Jeff represents corporate clients on a local and national basis, and his skills include identifying favorable demographics and negotiating economic incentives for a wide range of clients, particularly in the teleservices, telecom, and high-tech industries. Tune in next week to learn all about his leadership journey.